Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. The city's annual Labor Day parade on the move today in Midtown, the annual celebration of New York's workforce.
When we fight, we win. People over profit, union power. Just a few of the signs you'll see at the Labor Day parade. There are thousands of folks here, like Andy from the Writers Guild.
We fought for our rights with the last strike, and so all the unions here should take our example, use that to fight for their rights.
Also along Fifth Avenue, mayoral candidates Zoran Mamdani.
Alongside organized labor that represents so many New Yorkers.
Andrew Cuomo.
These are the hardworking women and men who I represent.
Mayor Adams.
These union members, they represent what I am. I'm one of them.
This parade honoring our workers in the city who say the fight still continues. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Labor Day Parade.
Police now questioning a person of interest after a fatal stabbing at an IHOP in Brooklyn last night. 67-year-old Hector Reynoso Perez died in the violent encounter at an East New York restaurant. A 41-year-old man was also attacked and wound up with a slashed hand, but didn't have to be hospitalized. It's not clear what led to the fatal confrontation. This was the second incident at an IHOP yesterday. Earlier in the day, a ceiling collapsed at an IHOP in the Flatlands section, leaving 9 people injured. Well, the MTA now ramping up plans for a possible Long Island Railroad strike. Newsday says the strike could happen as soon as September 18th. Two unions involved in the contract dispute started casting ballots this week. Two other unions already approved a possible strike last month. The combined unions represent about half of the LIRR's 7,000 union workers. They're holding out for a better deal than the 3-year contract with 9.5% increases that's already been approved by other MTA unions. The MTA's contingency plans include setting up buses to shuttle commuters to Queens subway stations. Folks from Arizona will have free access to screenings at NewFest, it's called, as New York City's annual LGBTQ plus film festival. That decision follows the news that a queer film festival in Phoenix was shut down last month in response to executive orders from the Trump administration targeting DEI initiatives. NewFest's executive director, David Hatkoff, tells 1010 Winds queer films helped him because he felt represented, and he hopes others get the same opportunity.
I grew up feeling invisible. I didn't have a lot of LGBTQ plus role models. I really didn't have any LGBTQ plus role models. And so when I started to seek out media that had representations of queer folks, I started to understand that who I was had value and that I wasn't alone.
NewFest typically charges $95 for virtual passes for audiences outside New York to stream films, but that fee will be waived for Arizona residents. The festival running from October 9th to the 21st. 11 more public libraries in New York will be opening their doors this Sunday. That brings up the number of libraries offering 7-day service to 30. The new hours are being funded by a $2 million investment secured in the city budget. Several branches have scheduled special events to celebrate the expanded service. The athletes from the NYPD and FDNY will face off tomorrow at the 7th annual local Ford Classic Charity Soccer Match. The event will honor the memory of fallen hero responders and celebrate sacrifice, service, and community with activities for the whole family. There's also department pride on the line, of course. Ron Mejia coaches the NYPD team.
The guys are focused, and it's a goal to beat FD, be honest.
Joe Brosi, meanwhile, coaches the FDNY team.
Our team is a little bit older, but with that age comes hopefully a little bit of wisdom and experience.
Hopefully. The big game beginning tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 at Icon Stadium on Randall's Island. The Attorney General in New Jersey is investigating a fatal police shooting in Jersey City. It happened after a man allegedly opened fire and struck two marked police vehicles. The cars were headed southbound on JFK Boulevard near Clinton Avenue yesterday afternoon when it happened. At that point, a Jersey City police sergeant exited the vehicle, shot the unidentified man. The officers, though, were told were not hurt.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.